Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Korach, that is Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf. And we were right in the middle of the story of Korach's rebellion, and we were at the point where Korach and his 250 men had all brought pans of Ketores. They were in front of the oil Mayid, and it wasn't just Korach and his 250 men. Korach the night before had went around to all of Klal Yisrael, inciting them to complain against Moshe Rabbeinu, so they too were standing with Korach, angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's where this Aliyah starts. Vayadabar Shalom Moshe Vel Aaron Lamar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, "Hibadlu mitoicho eda hazois, separate yourselves from this assembly. Va'achala oisam karaga, and I shall destroy them in a moment. Va'yiplu al paneim va'yemru, and they fell on their faces, and they said, Kel elekei ruchas l'chol basar, God, the God of spirits of all flesh, ho'ish achad yechta, one man sinned. Va'al kol eda tiktsoif, you're going to be upset at the entire assembly." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Beis, Kel elekei ruchas, yodea machshavos. This is referring to Hashem that He knows the thoughts of a man. Ein midas l'kmitz basar v'dam. Your midah, your characteristics are not like a regular person. Melch Basar V'dam, we have a king of flesh and blood. Shesarcha Olav Mixas Medina. Part of his country rebels against him. Eni Adea Miachayte, he doesn't know who actually are the sinners. Fikach Shu Kayas Nifra Mikulam. Therefore, when he gets angry, he punishes everyone. Avalata, but you, Hashem, Lefanecha Gloiz Kal Machshavas. In front of you, all of thoughts are revealed. Ve'adea Tamichayte, and you know who's the actual sinner, so there's no reason to destroy the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Ha'ish Echad Hu Achayte, one man, he's the sinner. Vata, Kol Eda Tiksoif, you're going to get upset at the entire assembly, at all of Klal Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yafa Marta, you're saying good. Ani Yadea Umaydia Michato Milechato, I know and will make known who are the sinners and who did not sin. So back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayidaber Shel Moshe Lamar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber Elohei Do Lamar, speak to the assembly saying, Hey Alumi Saviv Lemishkan Karach Dasan Vaviram, get up and remove yourselves from around the dwelling place of Karach and Dasan Naviram. Vayakam Moshe, and Moshe got up, Vayelcha Dasan Naviram. He actually went to Dasan Naviram. Vayelchu Achrav Zikne Yisrael, and the elders of Yisrael went after him. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Hey, Vayakam Moshe, Kisavar Shiyisu Loi Panim, Beloi Asu. He thought that perhaps they would show a nice face to him, perhaps they would reconcile with him, but they did not do so. So back to Chumash, Pasuk Chavav, Vayidaber al Edolemar, and he spoke to the assembly saying, Surunam al Ahole Anashim Arashim Ho'ele, remove yourselves now from among the tents of these Rashayim, Va'al Tegu B'chal Shalhem, do not touch anything which is theirs, Pen Tisafu B'chal Chatesam, perhaps you're going to be gathered in, meaning you're going to get punished along with all their sins. Vayalu Me'al Mishkan Karachdasim Vayrim Misaviv, and they lifted themselves up, they took themselves away from around the dwelling place of Karach and Dasan Aviram, Vidasan Vaviram Yah. And Dasan Aviram, they went out standing erect in front of their tents, Unashem, Ubneim, Vitapam, and their wives, and their children, and even their little babies. Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zion, tells us, Yatsu Nitzavim, Bekaim Zakufa, they went with erect bearing, Lacharif, Ulagadef, to blaspheme and to insult, Kamai Vesyatsev Abraham Yem de Galias, Unashem, Ubneim, Vitapam. Rashi tells us, Bayure, Kama Kasha Machlaikas, go and see how harsh Machlaikas is. Shari Bezin Shalmato, Ein Unshem Ela Ad Shiavishte Sars, Bezin Shalmato, that's Bezin over here in this world, they don't punish someone until they bring two hairs, which is a sign of maturity. Ubezin Shomailo at Esrim Shana, and Bezin Shomailo, they don't punish until 20 years old. Vekan Avdu Af Yanke Shadayim, and over here, even those that were nursing from their mothers, they were gathered in with this punishment, they were caught up in the whole thing, and they were also lost. And back to Chomesh Pasuk Chavchas, Vayemer Moshe, Moshe said, Bezais Teidon, with this you shall know, Ki Hashem Shalachani, that it was Hashem that sent me, Lasis Kala Maisa Ma'ela, to do all these things. Ki Lai Milibi, it didn't come from my heart, I didn't make it up by myself. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Ches tells us, "Las is called Ma'aseh Mo'ele Shasis Al Piyad Dibur, that I did based off of Hashem. Las is La'aron Kuna Gedola, to make Aaron the Kohen Gadol, Uban of Zagani Kuna and his sons the deputy Kehanim, Velitzafin Nasi Kahasi, and make Elitzafin the Nasi of Shevet Kahasi. So I didn't make it up on my own; it was from Hashem. And how are we going to know? This is the sign. Pasuk Chav Tes Im Kamais Kala Adam Musun Ele. If these are going to die, like every man dies, Upkudas Kala Adam Yipaket Aleim, and the destiny of every man, they live that destiny. Lo Hashem Shalachani. It obviously wasn't Hashem that sent me." And I made it up on my own. However, Vimbriya Yivra Hashem, if Hashem's going to create a creation, and what's that creation? Upatsu Adam as Pia, and the earth opens up its mouth, Ubala Isam, and swallows them, Vaskal Asher Lohem, and everything that belongs to them, Viyardu Chaim Sha'ila, and they shall go down alive into the depths, Vidatem, and then you shall know, Kiniatsu Anashim Ha'ilas Hashem, that these men provoked and angered Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Vimbriya Chadasha, a brand new creation, Yivra Hashem, Hashem is going to create, Lohamis Isam, Bemisa Shaloi Meis Ba Adam. Adhena, to kill them with a death that not a single man has died up until now. Umahi Abriya, what is that creation? Upatsa Adam, Espia, Vativla Aim, and the ground is going to open up its mouth and swallow them. Az ven vidatem kiniyatsu hem es Hashem. You're going to know that they provoked and angered Hashem. V'ani upiagvura marti, and I did everything based off of Hashem. I didn't make it up. Rabbi Seinu Pershu and Chazal Darshin, imbria, if a creation, meaning pel arts misheshes mei bereshes, if the ground already had a mouth from sheshes mei bereshes, mutav, then good. V'imlav, if not, yivra Hashem, Hashem should create a new creation. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, we all know what happened. V'ahi kechal Yisrael, was when he concluded. L'daber is called v'me'ela, speaking all these things. V'tibo kaha adam, and the ground that was underneath them split. And the ground opened up its mouth. And it swallowed them and their houses. And all the men and all the people that were to Karach. And all their wealth, meaning all their possessions. And them and everything that they had went alive down into the depths. And the ground covered on top of them. And they were completely lost from among the congregation. And all of Israel, that was around them, Nasu Lakailam, they ran because of the noise. Ki Amr, because they said, Pantivla Enu Art, perhaps the ground is going to swallow us also. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Nasu Lakailam, Bishvil Hakoil Hayotze Abul Yasan, because the noises that came out when they were being swallowed. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, hey, the Esh Yatzimesh Hashem, and a fire came out from Hashem, Batoichal Esa Chamishu Masayim Ishma Kriveh Ktairas, and it consumed the 250 men that brought the Ktairas. Parak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, Vaidaber Shalom Mesha Lamer, Hashem spoke to Mesha saying, Emer Allah. Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, speak to Elazar the son of Aaron HaKoyin, v'yarim es hamachnes ben hasrefa, and he shall lift these pans from among the conflagration, from this burning, v'es ha'esh zrei hala, and the fire that's in the pans, throw it out, ki kodeshu, because the pans have become holy. Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis says, v'es ha'esh sebesoich hamachtos, the fire that's in the pans, zrei hala, la'aretz mel hamachtos, throw it onto the ground, ki kodeshu hamachtos, because the pans have become holy, v'asur bana, and it's prohibited to have any benefit from them. Shari asom, klisharis, because now they became clay shares, they were used for a holy avodah. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, what's meant to be done with these pans? As for the pans of these sinners that had sinned against their souls, and he shall make them into hammered out sheets, a covering for the mizbech, because they were brought in front of Hashem and they were sanctified, and they shall be for a sign for the Bnei Israel. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, they became sinners against their souls, because they fought against Hashem. Rikuei redidin, this means hammered out. Pachin is tasin merudadin, this is thin, hammered out sheets. Tzipor lamizbech, lamizbech hanachayshes, this is meant to cover the mizbech hanachayshes, the copper mizbech. Vayu la'ais, lizikarin, this is for a remembrance. Sheyayimru, so they shall say, these are from those that fought against the kahuna, they argued against the kahuna, and they were burnt up. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. And Elazar the Kayin took these copper pans, asher krivu asrufim, that the burned ones had brought, and he hammered them out as a coating for the mizbech, zikaron lebnei Yisrael, as remembrance for the Bnei Yisrael. Leman asher lo yikrav ish zar, asher lo mizar aaron, hu lahakter k'taras lefnei Hashem, so that a foreign man who is not from the progeny of Aaron shall not bring katayrus in front of Hashem, and so that he shall not be like Karach in his assembly. And Elazar had done this, kasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe loy, just like Hashem had spoken through Moshe to him. The story is not over, and we continue. Vayiloinu kol adas bnei Yisrael imacharas, and all the assembly of Klal Yisrael, they complained the next day. Al Moshe val Aaron lemor, unto Moshe and Aaron saying, atem hamisim es am Hashem, you killed the nation of Hashem. Vayhi bekoel ha'eda al Moshe val Aaron, and it was when the assembly gathered against Moshe and Aaron, vayifnu and they turned to the Almighty, and behold, the cloud had covered it, and the glory of Hashem was seen. And Moshe and Aaron came to the entrance of the Almighty. And we stop over here with a little bit of a cliffhanger, and we're going to pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah to see what happened because of the complaints of Klal Yisrael. We're going to stop here, though, for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.